Prisoner periodicals. Chaos abounds on prison grounds. Sorry, I have to zoom this in. Because what else are you going to read? During the confusion of an attempted prison riot, our heroes took action. Chuckles was taken down to the holding cells, where he reunited with his beloved Frunkle Skylock. Squish, disguised as, you guessed it, a chef, managed to steal some weapons for safekeeping and managed to break out of the captain, who, disguised as, you guessed it, a drunken sailor. Uh-huh. They deceived their way to the lower level of the prison, where they were finally finally convinced Chuckles to get out of his unlocked prison cell. Then, drawing on their amazing skills and even more amazing luck, Squish and Captain took down four guards with no injury. They then convinced a guard named Dwayne to help carry the fragile Frunkle back upstairs. Dee Dee was called. Now the six of them, three junk boys, a guard, a Frunkle, and an ape chimp, have to escape this rioting prison, where every guard and prisoner is a threat to their safety. First they had to break in, now they have to break out.
What movie is that?
It's not, but it should be one, right?
Like, no, it is. You stole that from something. You're not that clever, Bridget.
Wow.
Well, first off, I definitely am, because I don't know what movie that's from. Secondly, you might be right. That might actually be from a movie that I've long forgotten.
We've all long forgotten it.
But can we say how good AI did on this picture, though? Like, this is...
That is an AI picture?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What you were trying to do.
The frock is all wrong.
Right. So here's
it's
what happened.
Black and
white. I had pirate... Yeah.
Except
I had
his skin.
Pirate in red frock coat throws Charlie Day over his head. But it was having none of that. So finally I said, pirate and monkey escaping prison.
Crazy
and
pirate.
That's what I got. And that's I thought that good. Was pretty good.
Yeah,
I forgot about the red frock.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was happy with it. I did, okay. But yeah, that's where you guys are. Just as a quick reminder, you're at the top of the stairs here. There is a prison riot happening right now, a breakout. Guards are beating up thugs that now have red sashes attached to their belts. You're not quite sure who's who or what's what. There's some guards who are prisoners dressed up as guards. It's a bloodbath. It's a madhouse. And you guys need to leave.
Like right now?
Well, I mean, you probably don't want to stay there.
Oh, that's right. Uncle Skluck was being really, really scared, and I was calming him down by hugging him, apparently.
If that's what you want to tell yourself.
As opposed, how do you see it, Captain?
Just slightly inappropriate.
It's absolutely appropriate.
Okay. You got me. Now go hug your uncle in the corner.
Now I know how you guys felt when you get like that one thing that you said one time and now that's your character.
Yeah. You know, I never really wanted to be a diplomat.
Side note, we were watching Mystery Science Theater. I don't remember the episode or anything, but one of the, characters was like, what are you, a diplomat? I thought you were gay. I'm gonna go try and find it after this.
So let's try to get out of here.
Well, I need to find my butler.
I thought he floated away.
They took
the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh right. Okay.
I can sense where the bottle's at though.
What's a butler gonna do?
I need my butler back. It's called loyalty. For butlering. It's loyalty, bud. If you were locked in a bottle on a shelf, I'd come for you.
You didn't come to get me. I was locked in the basement.
I did come get you.
The door was not locked. You could have walked out.
And
I did come get you.
We all know that.
Now, boys, Skylock says. There was a very scary guard who did yell at him.
And a spider.
Plenty of spiders.
There's a lot of spiders.
It is a prison.
They're probably attracted to your onion.
Don't you dare blame this on my onions.
Spider onions.
Who brought up onions?
They took my onions anyway at security. They said, you can't have these onions.
Did they, though? And did you let them take all your onions?
Yeah, did they take all of your onions?
Because let me tell you, the security in this place is shit show. I got in with at least a bottle.
I have written as a note here, peg leg with flask.
Is that canon?
No, I don't have a peg leg.
You do have a spare bottle hidden somewhere.
You asked me if I had a peg leg. I said that would make hiding this a lot easier.
Oh.
and then you added that's why you walk that way.
Yeah, that explains the limp.
Yeah, that's it.
I wrote that down too. A naughty cat.
All right, let's try to find your butler.
I don't have a butler.
Not you. Let's try to find your onions.
No, I don't want them anymore. I'm trying to turn a new leaf.
You're trying to have character development?
Yes.
No. What can I do to sense my butler, Bridget? What should I send out there?
So in the last session, you determined where your butler was. If you look at the bottom left, right, the bottom right of the screen, and you see all these like shelves.
I'm having a hard time. It's zooming in on me. How do I get it zoom out again? I always have this problem.
I don't scroll or control down.
Yes, we're at.
By this upside down thug.
Right, by this thug that's been a spinning.
God damn it. I don't know why it does this. It doesn't. I can't. It always zooms in, or I can't get it to work right.
I'm trying to see the. There used to be a module for like touchpads. Maybe we never added it to our Blades game.
Well, I got it out enough, I think. I just zoomed out on the screen.
Unlike you see in the bottom right-hand corner?
Yeah.
And you see all those bookshelves?
Yeah.
And you see in that room, there's a room behind it that connects to it. It's in just the corner? Like a darker in the corner.
Okay.
That's where he is.
My God.
Yeah. So that's the, evidence room, general document area, you know, the shit they don't want to lose, but they also don't want people to find.
We found it pretty easy then.
Well, if you could attune to your ghost butler, then I guess that really does save you some time.
Yep. I'm extra attuneful.
All right, let's go get the butler, I guess.
All right.
Onward. We're putting together a team.
You guys start making your way down this very long hallway. Now, I did not put in every single guard and thug that is fighting, because that would clutter the screen quite a bit. But halfway through the hallway, there is two men duking it out. They are both very bloody and nonstop. There's kind of like a general circle of people around them. Not participating in the fight, but definitely adding to it, and they are blocking the hallway. So you're hearing people, you know, get punched in the stomach. Ugh. Yells about people's mothers.
Squish, you better do something about that. Those fighting.
Why me?
Because you're the big one. I'm more important with my hands, and I can't hurt my hands on these people.
Can we send Dee Dee?
The monkey?
The ape?
I don't think we met up with Dee Dee yet.
No, you did.
He climbed over the top.
You did a fantastic, yeah. You actually, I think you maybe got advantage on that.
Your critical success, probably.
Yeah, it was a critical success. And Dee Dee managed to bust open the bars and hang out with you guys.
Cool. Well, how about me and the ape go running forward at these guys and just try to, like, you know, get around them?
You want to try and burst your way through?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I'm on
a
wreck.
Gonna be a wreck. You're going to wreck it? All right, you're going to wreck it. And you can, if you use Didi, you can get plus one. But if something happens, it happens to you and Didi.
I'm, should I take her, should I take the Didi?
It's not like you already did.
I mean, yeah. I was making sure you guys were okay with it, you know?
Well, you didn't ask me if it was okay to throw me in a sack, so it's kind of a strange change of heart you're having.
It's called character development. I keep telling you. Wow, you're going to really hold that against me forever, aren't you?
It happened yesterday. I mean, today. I mean, like 10 minutes ago.
I don't remember being you being thrown in a sack.
Yeah, I don't think there's a sack involved. I think you just threw him like a sack.
Yeah, wow. We threw you into someone.
That's worse. I hate you more now.
Like a sack of potatoes. Hey, why don't you do that again?
I'm not a weapon.
You're not a weapon.
I'm very fragile.
It worked that one time and it saved your precious little hands.
Yeah, so did punch people's nuts. I'm not going to do that again.
Why? I thought you'd like doing that.
No, I need to stop. It's dishonorable.
Captain, you should have had two when you rolled that.
Oh. Okay. A two?
Because you have one and then plus one for Didi, so it should have had two numbers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, you go, tell me how you and Didi try to break up this fight or pass through it.
Oh, we just start running. Like we're on a mission, and I'm like pushing people all the way as I'm going by, and I see this one group of people fighting, and that's what I'm running into. You know, I think it's going to go great, but it's like I ran into a wall.
And you fall on your bike.
as you're running, you know, Dee Dee's doing the whole like, you know, ape run right next to you, and you crash into this wall of people and you're able to kind of, like, make a gap between them, and you're starting to throw people aside. But one guy definitely swings for you, and unfortunately hits Didi instead. And poor Didi is going to take one damage.
I go crazy at seeing Didi get hit.
Oh, you're going to go crazy?
Yeah, so I run into the fight as well. I go after the guy that hit Didi.
Okay. You just going to deck him?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's see how it goes. And if you want to push yourself because you're so angry, you can go ahead and do that too. You take one stress. One stress?
I thought it was two.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's two. I always forget. Two stress. You managed to knock the guy that hit Didi just slam on the ground, you know. So Didi's over there, you know, protecting her little face and kind of crying, you know, doing a little wimp cry. Some of the steam's been taken out of his sails. Meanwhile, he just falls out flat on his back. But there's still quite a crowd pushing around you and kind of pushing you back towards you where you came.
Well, that idea was a bust.
Yeah, way to go, Captain.
And I walk up to where you guys are because it you know, you guys seem to have some things a little bit under control. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I walk up and meet you guys, and I was like, what was that all about?
Well, we're blocked in. We got to get around this fighting mass mob. Do you have any suggestions?
My ape got punched, so I had to defend him.
Yeah, look at that kind of mob we're talking about here. Apes are getting punched. Pirates are not being let through. It's a madhouse.
Who has the mace?
Captain had it last. He hit a guy over the head with it and killed him.
I didn't mean to. I swear I thought it was going to be like Scooby-Doo.
No, wait, but that was Trudgeon. That was the trudgeon that you guys had. I think you might still have the mace.
Oh, damn it.
Do I have a mace? Didn't I want a mace?
You wanted a mace.
I wanted a mace, and you got one, but decided not to give it to me?
Probably. You were hiding in a cell.
Okay, then I will continue to do nothing.
Okay. Can I throw the mace to Juckles?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
What am I going to do with this?
Use it.
Your turn.
I'd rather be hiding.
Oh my god, you are useless.
I can open doors, so how about if, you know, you're looking for this stupid ghost? We don't have a door. Yet. There are plenty of doors in a prison. So all I'm saying is give me some time and I will be useful.
Get out of yours.
I will eventually be useful. There's mitigating factors with that. And you know that we've been over this. There was a gigantic spider. It was very scary. And that's in the past. We're in the present.
So are we looking at a bunch of people fighting or just like two people like wrestling or something? Like a rugby match?
It's two people primarily fighting, but as fights tend to, there's a lot of other people on the sidelines, you know, trying to push in and shout and yell and kind of scuffle between them. So there is a pretty decent blockage. There are two doorways, just so you guys are aware. I don't know if I showed you, but there's one at the like where this thug is standing that'll take you into the jail cells. That's where you were earlier, Captain. There's also one all the way at the very end of the hallway that you can go to as well.
What if I leapfrogged over the fight?
Okay. Go ahead.
These two are arguing about it, and all of a sudden I just run from behind and just try to do a giant leapfrog over the whole thing.
Sure. Sure. I think that's going to take some finesse.
Lots of finesse. Do I just do a regular, no extra modifier?
No.
All right, here we go. Oof. I did not.
Oh no, he's in the fight now.
You're gonna really trip when you land and hurt yourself, and now you are in the middle of the fight, and definitely when you trip you're gonna hurt yourself. You're gonna go ahead and take a level one harm, twisted ankle
and ego,
and you know what, yeah, twisted ego too. You're going to be limping for a while.
How can you tell if my ego's been bruised?
Well,
a trained professional could.
Twisted ego.
Now you're kind of on the floor amongst all this scuttle.
Would one of you get over here and help me?
Why all did right. you try to jump over that?
Because none of... You two weren't doing anything but arguing. We're a team, damn it.
I am useful. And I started just wailing this mace around. And I'm going to just slowly walk towards all these people and trying to intimidate more than anything.
Okay, so you're kind of trying to like...
Trying to clear some space. And I'm hoping that just wheeling this thing around intimidates people enough to like back off. Also, I got this crazy look in my eyes. It's the look of desperation.
That's definitely like a, I'm gonna assume, kind of a sway, like you're trying to convince people out of the way. So go ahead and roll for that. Do you want Dee Dee to help you and push you?
I would like her to help me by like, I don't know, jumping on my back and being super excited about this mace thing.
She's just going to start screaming as she's holding on to you. Now, if this goes poorly, again, it also is going to go poorly for Dee Dee's, just so you guys are aware. So she just starts screaming and just like just throwing her hands up, being as intimidating as she is while she's holding on to the back of you. And I like to imagine that Dee Dee's not a huge ape, but neither are you. And so you're roughly, like, it's a little obvious that this thing is almost as big as you are.
Yeah, it's something to behold. And
all right,
and Dee Dee starts yelling like a monkey, and then I just start yelling in monkey sounds, too. that's a plus one, then?
Yep, that's going to be all plus one. You can add that, because I think your sway is pretty bad. Wait,
no.
poor Dee Dee, the mace isn't going to do anything. In fact, somebody's just going to grab it from you and just pull it straight out of your arms. You guys are going to be a little weaponless now. And Dee Dee's getting crushed in by everyone. So she starts hooting and hollering as well. And at this point, like, Dee Dee is like losing her mind. She is not comfortable in this. She's going to take another stress.
I've fallen down directly on the captain, and just him and I are laying on the ground.
Right, at this point, it's just a pile of the two of you.
I thought that would work.
All right, the person that took the mace, I'm going to shoot him.
All right.
You had a gun this whole time!
Yes.
You're going to, like, you're just going to pop him one? That'll be like a hunt.
All right.
You hit the guy directly. He falls to the ground, and the noise from that, just the sheer, because you know, I don't know if any of you have shot a gun in a closed, you know, hallway before, but
I try
it's loud.
Not to.
It's loud. You haven't.
You've never been.
You've never been. And the crowd not quite scatters, but everyone kind of like hits the deck. It's much easier to get around here now, and Chuckles and Captain, you guys are free to stand up and get out of the way.
And as they kind of part, like, or spread, I, like, walk through with the gun drawn, yeah. and Frunkle following behind me.
He is partially just exhausted at this point from his whole ordeal, because he's been in prison for a few days now. And also just utterly just like the amount of carnage you guys are doing are just, it's too much for him. And then you have Dwayne kind of dragging up behind you guys too.
Oh yeah. We should
not forget about Dwayne.
We should have thrown him at the group and not the monkey.
Well, we didn't throw the monkey.
Well, I meant like metaphorically.
You might as well have thrown the ape.
Thought it would work.
I don't even know why we have this mace.
You wanted one.
Yeah, well.
So I got you one, and you lost it.
It could have happened to anyone. All right.
Pick it up off the dead guy.
He is dead.
Oh. I don't know. It seems kind of rude. It's kind of weird to just go through someone's pockets, a dead person. It seems disrespectful or just...
All right, I pick up the mace out of the dead guy's hands.
Oh, dear. That is gross.
All right, you got a mace again.
I didn't pick up the dead guy's hand.
It probably was stuck to it. Rigor mortis.
All right, you guys have two options. You can either continue going down this hallway. There's a door at the end that leads to this kind of like... anteroom thing, or you can go through the cells where the captain was.
No, where's the bottle?
Wait, I don't know, like, in character I want to do this, but do we care about Hornswoggle? My character doesn't even know about Hornswoggle.
You care about him as much as you care about him.
Which is not very much.
Who the hell is Hornswoggle?
I kind of want to give him a wedgie.
I think you mean turn swallow?
Yeah. Oh, turn swallows.
How could I forget?
Yeah, turn swallow. And he's in the prison cell that you guys can either run past or you can bypass him completely and just continue down the hallway.
So I guess we can kind of see him. They're like gates.
Yeah.
Is that the turn swallow guy?
Yep.
The drunk?
Yeah, yep. I thought we blowed him up.
He survived.
No,
he got kicked out of the house before it got blown up. Before he blew it up.
Wow.
And then he got imprisoned for the event.
Huh. Well, justice is justice.
You don't want to help him?
I mean, I care about him as much as I care about him, which is to say not very much. I kind of want to give him a wedgie.
Do it.
But we don't have time for that.
Yeah, I don't think we should break him out of jail to give him a wedgie.
No.
Oh, the gate's open.
Chuckles, do what you want, Fred. Wait,
his cage is open. He's just sitting in the... What a loser. Why would he just be sitting... I wonder if there's a big spider.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. There's a lot of spiders here. A lot of people don't know that about prison. Until you get there, you just don't know about the spider problems in prison. It's really scary.
Major spider problems.
All right, Dwayne, go get that guy.
Me? Do you want me to... He's kind of still holding a Skylock. You want me just to leave him here? And get the other guy?
Jekylls, no. Why don't you help your Frunkel?
No. I think we should let the big unit just carry Uncle Frunkel here. I don't care about this turd swallow guy. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
I like to imagine that you guys are just saying this right in front of the cage, like the door. He can't hear you.
Yeah.
You're just peeking at it. Is that turd swallow? Leave him.
Kind of like, I feel like we're treating him like Rickety Cricket from Always Sunny.
I'm starting to realize this is just becoming a Always Sunny D&D game.
It's well, always if he can sunny hear us,
I just yell at him.
The
like,
city of no sun.
Come on, turd swallow. Like, get out of your cage and follow us.
You just see him in the cage. He's like...
All right, he had his chance. Let's go.
Yeah. Screw you, then.
I toss him a biscuit.
You have biscuits?
Yeah. Flashback. I brought biscuits.
You're going to use up one of your load for biscuits?
Well, we were going to prison. I thought I might get hungry. I didn't know how long that conjugal visit was going to last.
Enough to want a biscuit?
Listen, I don't judge you a lot.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes.
All the time.
Yeah, well, I brought a biscuit, and I tossed him a biscuit.
All right, let's go.
All right.
I continue walking down the hallway to the bottom door.
As you guys do so, Turn Swallow takes the biscuit from where it's landed on the floor, which is just slightly outside the cell, so he does have to leave the cell, grabs it, and then kind of scurries back in.
What a turd.
Yep, and now I see where he got his name from.
I thought his name was Turn Swallow.
It is, but I call him Turn Swallow. Whoa.
Who's moving Dee Dee?
I was by accident.
Stop it. Okay. Get some help. Sorry.
That's all I have.
Oh, no, stop.
It looks like you're drawing lines.
I know, and I don't want to.
I think you might just have to click on token controls on the left, like the person icon. Because I think you might have accidentally had like drawing or measurement controls highlighted.
That's what's on. You guys get to the end of the hallway, and this door is locked. You can see there are two people inside scuffling. Okay, all right. I'm going to have to get up.
Jekylls, your turn to shine.
Wait, what? Ow.
Open the door. Use your pretty little hands to open the door.
Wow, I feel like you should be nicer to me, just in general, but I will do this because I like it and not because you told me to, and also I want to be a hero.
You're not going to be a hero. Just open the damn
Please
door.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling.
Yes, you are. You said I'm not going to be a hero.
Sensitive. I don't like what prison did to you.
Jesus Christ.
Skylock kind of comes up beside you, and he puts a hand on your shoulder, chuckles, hey, and he's
you.
Like...
And that's why I'm conjugally visiting him and not you.
Dwayne, do you have the key?
Who's Dwayne?
Oh.
He's your caretaker of Skylock. He does one of these hats down. He's like, do I have a key?
Does he have a key?
He does not.
He does not have a key.
Wow.
I work downstairs. It'd be very unwise for everyone to have keys to the entire place. Only a few people have them. And, you know, I don't have them. I've only been on the job for a few weeks. Wow. Please don't tell my supervisor.
I don't even know who your supervisor is.
You know what? Neither do I.
All right, so I should roll tinker then?
Yeah, to unlock this.
All right. Let me get on in there.
Whoa.
You managed to kind of partially unlock the door, but you can only open it about halfway, so you guys are going to have to come in there one at a time. Inside there are another couple of guards wrestling, but this time it's very clearly that the thug, the one with the red sash, is just wailing on this poor guy. I mean, he's just doing the old raining hellfire from above hitting him, and you guys need to walk past him, and he turns and he sees you, chuckles on the other side of the door, and kind of like lunges towards you.
Whoa now, big fella. Whoa. settle down. Nothing could be that bad that you just got a wail on this poor guy. Just settle down.
He's kind of doing one of those where maybe he's listening, but maybe he's also just too much in a rage mode. He's got that look in his eyes, just heavy breaths.
All right. I am gonna punch him in the nuts. Just
in front of your uncle?
Listen, I'm backed into a corner. I overextended myself. I thought the whoa big fella would work better than it did. Not that it didn't work, but I just panic.
Oh, hold on, that did not work though.
Squish, don't look at him. He's got that look in his eyes.
Who? Which one? They both got a look.
Chuckles, get on the ground.
No, Skylark's yelling at you. No, Chuckles, it doesn't have to be like this. No.
Yeah, it does, Uncle.
Everyone, get on the ground.
Don't look at me.
And then right when Juckles is preparing to punch him in the nuts, I throw the mace at the guy.
Okay.
Not at Juckles. At the inmate with the red sash. At the thug, yeah.
Are you just trying to hit him?
Yeah.
Before I can slip.
Okay.
So, is that wreck or...
Like you've got enough skill that you could probably aim that mace pretty well.
So hunt?
Yeah, let's do hunt.
Alright.
you hit him. Just claps right on the forehead, and he doesn't even blink. He just kind of slinks, falls to his knees. You
just hit air, and I'm like, oh no.
I look up, I'm on the ground with my head, and I'm like, is it over? Like it's an atomic bomb.
Whoa. I don't know what came over me.
The prison guard is just...
fully walk up and pick up the mace.
I like how this mace is not being used for its intended purpose of, like, actually. It's just being used as a projectile.
Just throwing it? It might as well be a candlestick.
Right, or a cannonball.
That's what the end is, isn't it? It's just a big ball?
I mean, you're not wrong. So you guys can all get through the door. The guard is down there, but he's pummeled. He's not going to stop you or anything. He's pretty wasted.
Yeah, plenty more where that came from.
You didn't do anything, Juckles.
Yeah, no, I was talking for us as a team.
Does the guard on the floor have keys?
Oh, here he goes. He's going to loot another dead guy.
He's not dead.
Squish Turbo returns.
Squish Turbo.
Yes, he does have keys.
I take the keys.
All right, you take the keys. You guys kind of file into the room, and Skylock, as he walks past you, he kind of looks at you, chuckles, and he just...
I didn't do it!
I saw it. You were going to. If it wasn't your friend here, your very dear friend, what would have happened?
I would have punched him in the nuts.
Let's use those terms loosely.
I saw that look in your eye, Vlad.
I was going to blast him.
You can't let the urge take over.
I just wanted to be a hero.
Well, you weren't.
Wow, you're so mean.
I had to save you yet again.
All right. And so now we're in this little antechamber. Are we going to... Is the door... Because we're going... We're getting this stupid ghost, right?
Yeah.
And it's through this one set of the doors.
You don't have to.
I'm going to. You don't have to. You do whatever you want.
I won't.
To get to this tiny room, you have to go down the hallway back towards the front of the building and then go into the scary, or into the little area here with the chairs and all the way back through.
The conjugal visit room.
Yeah, the conjugal visit room. That smells faintly of bleach.
All right. All right, let's all head that way towards that, at least down this hallway.
Yar.
Yeah, I'll head down the hallway, I guess.
There's not, this is kind of where all the fighting broke out, and so it's kind of spread to the rest of the room. So, you know, there's like, you know, people punching each other and throwing hits, but nothing too crazy at this point.
Stuff we can kind of walk around.
Yeah, you can kind of just dodge it if you want. You don't have to engage anybody if you don't want to.
No, I definitely don't want to. I flew really close to the sun just now.
Your delicate little hands.
Listen, I obliterated that pompous person's nuts.
Good job. You punched a fancy boy in his nuts.
Yeah, I obliterated the fancy boy.
And what a job you did.
I thought he blew up.
Yeah, then we blew up his house. It was awesome. It was a really bad day for him.
I keep hearing that you blew up this man's house. I mean, did you apologize to him when you did that?
You mean before or after he punched him in the nuts?
Absolutely. I sent him a card, and then I wink at Squish. Yeah, we sent him a card and a basket. Very sorry, basket.
It was a basket of ice for his nuts.
Yes, and that too.
Chuckles. How long has this been going on?
The man blew up very, very quickly.
No. When did you get back into... And he like looks around. Not punching. He whispers.
It was just that one time. Just that one time, I swear. But honestly,
the man's house did get blown up.
But the man's house did get blown up, and we did blow up a boat, and we blew up another man. So yes, I've fallen in with a bad crowd, but they're sometimes nice to me, and sometimes I feel like I belong.
That's because you're a good cabin boy.
Please, stop calling me that.
You're able to get into this room without too much issue. It is unlocked. It's empty. Like I said, it's the conjugal visit room, so there's some chairs, there's a partition here where the soldiers can stay.
Squish does not go in.
Oh, Squish isn't going to come in? He's going to stay here?
He's going to stay out. He's actually going to try to leave.
Right.
Okay.
Of course.
Because I really don't care about this ghost.
Don't you care? Don't care about us at all.
You guys want to risk your life for a...
Oh, he's gone.
Go ahead. I'm out of here. Come on, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee's a little resistant to go, but you know she's not going to completely stop in her tracks. Captain, what are you going to do? Because this is your ghost.
Oh, I'm already way ahead looking for my ghost. I'm shouting for his name, looking through these rooms. I know he's around here somewhere. I can feel him.
All right, and I did follow, and I want to stay in this room, but now that Squish has not come in here and Captain is charging ahead, I am stuck in the middle. I do not have the confidence to charge ahead with the Captain, and I don't exactly want to just leave him hanging, so now I'm just awkwardly in the conjugal visit room with the various, you know, lubricants and cleaning toilets.
Oh. That makes it sound so much worse.
It is worse. I've since learned what a conjugal visit is. It's disgusting.
Lubricants. Like, there's multiple.
Yes.
You make that wholesome place sound disgusting. I don't even notice that Squish left yet. I'm more concerned about the ghost, my ghost butler right now. I'm just assuming they're walking behind me because I've regained my great, awesome, really close-knit crew.
While you're running forward, Dwayne is going to drop the to Skylock in one of these chairs just so he can rest a little bit. Dwayne's gotten the sense that you and Skylock and Chuckles are fairly close. Captain, when you enter, so you've entered the conjugal room, you exit, you go into this like library area where they have all of their, evidence, books, files on cases. Your bottle is in here somewhere.
Neelix!
There are also a handful of guards and a handful of thugs that are currently containing themselves. But one of them sees you and, like, points at you.
I mean, ahoy! This is not where I, this is not where I parked my ship. Any of you guys seen a bottle?
He's a big guy, and he kind of walks up to you and goes, I've seen a bottle. Are you with us? You against us?
Which side is he? Is it red sash or is he a
prisoner? Well, he's got a red sash on.
I'm wearing a red frock. I think that should answer your questions.
Are you going to try and convince him of that, or are you just talking?
Well, he's just plainly wearing a red frock. It doesn't take much convincing. It's clearly red, and it's clearly a frock.
Well, now they're going to think I'm with them because I'm wearing a red frock.
Hopefully you're not wearing a red sash. Baz said everyone comes in here, we get in prison, then we get out of prison, and we beat up guards, and we wear a sash.
Oh, my God. I just want my ghost. Where is he? Neelix!
Screw this.
I'm not even paying attention to this guard anymore.
You just kind of stiff-arm him and walk away.
Through this story's progression. I've had enough of this exposition. Now get out of my way.
Does the guard do anything? Or does he do anything?
He's kind of watching you. I mean, your confidence is overwhelming. but he is kind of watching you carefully. You're going to have to find Neelix. Neelix is in his bottle, and you can sense that he's in the room somewhere, but you can't pinpoint him.
All right, well, I survey the room.
All right.
There you go. Roll. Success. Surveyed.
Major success. Neelix,
major success.
Great success. Neelix
is in this third roll. You can see his bottle now. You can see a box of things that says Captain on it. Captain Fitzclyde.
Have we ever discussed what Neelix's bottle looks like?
I always assumed it looked like a Royal Crown bottle, but like it was blue.
is it in a purple velvet?
Yes. That's how I kind of envisioned all the bottles that the ghost kind of do. Is it Royal Crown bottles or whiskey bottles? So, I start looking for it. I see my stuff. I'm like, my stuff! And I start, like, rushing over there, jumping over piles of things and get over there.
When you do that, you go and you pull down your bottle, and it's got, it's got the Neelix bottle. It's got another bottle in there. It's got any of your other load that if you want to add stuff, you can. Your weapons, whatever you had on you. But as you start to grab it and pull it down, the thug kind of, like, looks over your shoulder, and he's like, hey! That looks pretty good. And he goes and tries to take Neelix.
Oh, I turn around and I hit him right in the nuts.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Go ahead and wreck him. Let's see what you do. Do you want to push yourself with the power of Neelix?
Yeah. How do I do that? One more die?
You're gonna take two stress and then add a die.
Okay.
With the power of Neelix.
The power of my butler.
With his gentle hand guiding my my fury fist.
Yes!
You hit him right between the legs. He's down. He's not dead, which is good, because you guys have killed 5 people at this point.
I just imagine, like, you ever see in the movies where, like, a guy lands a punch and, like a shock wave goes out?
No. You reach for the bottle. He tries to grab you, and you just turn in one smooth motion. Yes, have punched him. Lights out. He goes faint. Just kind of melts onto the floor. Neelix is safely back in your possession, and you guys are now reunited.
Home free.
Well,
can I and the Frunkle have a moment while Captain was out, like, doing his thing, and
sure,
before he
absolutely.
Enters?
Yeah. So he sat Frunkle down to right next to you in one of those chairs, and he's just kind of, you know, wounded. Ugh. Winded.
Now, Uncle Skluck, I know what this looks like.
Well, why don't you try telling me what it looks like first?
It looks like I'm running around with a bad crowd. And I am. But, you know, I think it's different this time.
I just worry about you so much. I mean, Baz is the one who got me in here, and you're working for him, and you're going around hitting people again, and you know, you're blowing things up, a boat, a house, a man. I mean, what next?
Well, I'll tell you, we're probably not going to blow up this prison, so I feel like that will be growth for all of us. I haven't really figured out what we're going to do about this Baz thing. But that's definitely a wrench in everything. I didn't know he was a bad guy. Like, I know he's, you know, he looks pretty evil. And he, you know, now that I know that he's evil, it's all starting to click into place. But we'll figure this out. Like, I can't, this will not stand, man, that he put you in jail.
Put me in jail? Look what he's doing. How many innocent people tonight are just being killed by these thugs? His own men are getting brutalized out there, too.
Yeah, I think maybe he was taking advantage of our desperation to do stuff for him. But
maybe
now we have a reputation, and, you know, we'll do it right this time.
Whatever happened to your studies? You were such a fine tinkerer. Maybe it's time for you to just put those up. Hang up the boxing gloves, so to speak, and the nut-punching gloves, the nutcrackers, and, you know.
This is what I have to do. This is my calling. Not the nut-punching, although it is a type of calling, and I'm going to try to do less of that. But I don't think studying is for me anymore.
Well, then I suppose you won't need your college fund.
My what? No. I love to study.
You could be doing so much more, and your friends, that demon fellow, he's a little standoffish, but you know, he seems like he's a nice enough guy, and the captain's got, well, he's got spirit.
They're not the college type.
Well, I definitely wouldn't say that. Not, you know, trades may be, you know, whatever they need to. But, you know, I worry about you, son. I'm concerned.
You just
seen a lot tonight.
Flowing.
Not all of it very good, but.
We're going to get through this, and then we're going to figure it out. But first, we got to get you out of here safe.
That would be a very good idea. I'm not quite sure how much more running and in general I can take, and the death. I mean, I just, how many, so many dead, so many dead.
People die.
Well, you are an honest man. I'll give you that.
All right. And then the captain busts in and he says, what does he say?
I got Neelix back. Also,
who the hell is Neelix?
Guy.
What? You what?
There's a. I knocked that man right in his nuts. Look, I got my Neelix back, though. Look at this bottle's great and it's still shiny and everything. Wait, I opened the bottle up and tried to get Neelix. How you been, man?
Not well, sir. But it is good to see your face again.
Yes, Neelix. I am so happy to see you, buddy. Can I have him come out and not have him do anything? Because you have to always do something when I have him come out. This is out of character.
You can just have him out if you want, just to be your pal.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I've missed you, buddy. I've missed your black frock butler's coat. I love it.
Yes, my butler's coat. And definitely not any other type of other coat. Well, it is good to see you, sir. Seems like you're kind of in a mess.
Yes, yes. We're probably going to blow up this prison next, I expect.
Wait, did you say you nut-blasted someone?
Yeah, he tried taking Neelix from me. Anyway, we're going to blow up a prison, butler.
I wouldn't expect anything less, sir.
We're going to blow it up. Where's the boiler room?
Well, Squish has been the only one who isn't in this lovely conversation. What have you done now, Squish? Where are you at?
Squish actually tries to leave.
So as you as you leave the prison, I imagine you're just kind of like walking through the lobby is empty at this point. And as you turn around this desk here, and you look outside, you see that there are just rows and rows and rows of blue coats standing there. The alarm has gone off. They have all been called back to the station, and they are just waiting for someone to come out.
Oh no.
You see a bunch of men in blue.
If I walk out the door, will they shoot me?
Well, you're still wearing your uniform, so you'd be able to probably sneak out. But I don't know about the other two.
Okay, well, did they see me?
No.
Okay, so I rush back in, and I walk into the conjugal visit trailer, or room, and go, there are cops everywhere.
Oh, look who's come back.
I can leave you right now.
Then do it.
All right. Squish.
Wait, no, wait, no, come back. Come back. I was bluffing. Well,
you know what? And I locked the door behind me.
Wow. Squish has turned. Well, the door is locked. Are you leaving the precinct altogether?
You know what? I'm just gonna sit behind the desk.
You're back here now. All right. Yep. All right. Chuckles, Captain.
Well, that was weird.
What?
I don't know. The Swish came in here, and then he immediately ran out, unprompted.
Sounds about right. All right. So, we're surrounded by cops. I think my original plan sticks. We have to blow up the prison.
You know, I really didn't want to do this, and I promised my uncle that I wasn't going to do it, but I can't see any other way out. Where's the boiler room?
We're blowing it up. Can you tinker the boiler room to blow up?
Yeah. I mean, I've blown up a lot of boilers in my days, mostly on accident. But I probably could do it on purpose, I think. Now, where's the boiler room?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've been in prison. You're the one who's been... Squish!
I was in prison, too.
Squish! He probably knows. He probably walked by it at some point during a flashback. Because he worked here. Squish!
What about that Dwayne guy? Whatever happened to him?
Oh, yeah. What happened to him? Is he still here?
Dwarf. Has he been listening the whole time?
Yeah, he's just kind of been standing there awkwardly, just like...
Dwayne, you're the newest member of our crew. Where's the boiler room?
Don't promise him that. I might blow him up, too.
It's fine. It's on a preliminary probationary period. It's fine.
You don't have that authority.
I have... that's the point, stupid. Dwayne, where's the boiler room?
We don't have a boiler room. We don't have hot water.
Fuck.
What year is this?
It's in the future and also in the past.
Interesting.
Where's your primary electrical room?
Well, I'm sure. There's a security closet.
Security.
Go ahead. It's either we blow up the electrical room or I'm just going to start lighting things on fire.
All right, we're going to steal your drapes. Do you have a power plant of some type here, energy source? Is there a powder keg in here ready to blow up?
I think there's one in the basement. But if you want gunpowder, there's the armory. I bet there's gunpowder in there. In fact, I'm pretty sure there is.
Boys, we're going to blow up an armory!
I think we should probably blow up the armory. I mean, inspect it to make sure it's okay, Dwayne. I would never, ever harm your precious prison.
Dwayne, you're joining our crew. We're going to blow up your prison.
Quit promising him that. The junk fort is very, very crowded.
Yeah. But he can start paying dues.
Dues? Well, right. If you want, I can show you where the armory is.
All right. Skluck, you stay here. Take a nap. Right. We'll be back for you.
Dee Dee is kind of like pacing at this point. She kind of went on the other side of where Squish is. And since Squish locked the door, you guys can see her, but she's just kind of pacing back and forth. Dwayne is going to start leading you down the down towards the armory. You're going to pass by Squish's door. Do you guys want to say anything to him?
Squish, come on, lad.
What?
Don't be like that.
We're going to blow up the prison, and we would love it if you could be here with us.
I don't want to be here for that, and I don't think you should do that.
It's a junk fort.
What's the worst that could happen? Yes.
No, I got a problem with Chuckles.
Oh, wow. Why?
Because you were a jerk.
I'm not a jerk.
You were.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That sucks to suck. And I put my feet up on the desk.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm the jerk. Let's go to the armory.
I'm just going to say this once, Squish. We're going to blow up the prison. You better get out of here quick. Peace out.
Right. Is there like a schematic or something behind the desk so I can know where the, how was it so elegantly put, the power room is? The power plant of the jail?
The armory? You've been there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but there's no like out, it's not on an outside wall.
Isn't it up here?
Yeah, so it's that room
it's this one.
Yeah, it's the room where there's the stairs.
Oh.
It's beneath the stairs where there's all those shields.
Oh, it's over here then.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this is gonna blow so, a hole clear in the side of the prison.
Yes, so that is where the armory is.
We're gonna let out all the murderers and rapists.
What?
Including Turd Swallow?
Maybe on accident.
Chuckles, we're just trying to escape. It's for the better good.
Mm.
Do you want your uncle out of here or what?
Well, then we gotta
blow a hole in the wall to get out.
Okay.
Hopefully, these people get things under control fast enough that they don't let too many prisoners out, but we need to get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I mean, I'm not that conflicted. We're going to have to think of a story for Skluck, though. He's going to be pissed.
What story? We're going to blow up a wall. He's going to love it.
No, he's not. You don't know him. He doesn't like that stuff.
Well,
he's more of a crossword guy than a blow up a prison guy.
Well, he's going to have to get used to it because we're going to blow up this wall. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, so things are kind of starting to settle down a little bit. You guys are able to make it to the armory. Dwayne shows you the way. He runs down this hallway into the powder room. I keep saying powder room, armory. And you two follow him. As he opens the door, there is another guard standing there. And he kind of like turns and looks at the two of you, and he looks at Dwayne, and he goes, "Dwayne, goddammit, son, what have you done?" He's like, Dwayne's kind of like, sir, these men, they know how, they got a plan to get things all settled down, right?
Yeah, no, of big course. Plan. Gigantic
big plans.
Plan.
Yep. Huge.
Yep, just, yep.
Absolutely enormous plans. Gonna work, it's gonna work.
You're gonna love it.
We have the best plans, best people on the job.
Yep.
Dwayne is less than convincing. His superior, let's just call him his supervisor, is like, "What are you boys planning on doing? What are you guys doing?
We're gonna hide
in the armory.
Yeah, no one's gonna look there. That's our big plan, is to hide and let this thing blow over. You want to hide with us?"
No, my job is to get these these prisoners back into their cells. And how do I know you're not one of those prisoners?
Because we're not dressed like a prisoner, I think. Although the captain probably is.
Yeah, and then he points to the captain and he's like, "I saw you in there. I saw you in there a few days ago."
You're
and,
right. Arrest him.
He reaches for the truncheon at his side.
"Yeah, I was bringing him to you. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. Yeah, you need to take him somewhere else."
Captain, you got anything you want to add to that?
Let's see here. Are they standing right in front of the door?
The one guard is. Dwayne's with you. There's only one guard besides Dwayne. And he's standing in front of the door.
I throw Dwayne at the guard at the door.
Isn't Dwayne like a really big guy?
Yeah, I don't lift him. I just throw him. Like
the newest member of our crew?
Probationary.
All right. See how you wreck him.
Oh, fantastic. Just a regular roll?
Just a regular wreck.
Oh my god, Dwayne, are you okay?
You
attacked my friend! And I start running at them.
Yeah, that doesn't work. You throw Dwayne, and he's so much bigger. It doesn't happen. Nothing happens. You just kind of shove him a little bit. The officer takes his truncheon, and he's starting to kind of like back you into the corner. Captain, you're going to take 2 stress for that.
So I'm at 4 stress?
Sure.
Okay.
I would like to walk out of the prison.
You're going to walk out of the prison?
Yeah. Well, I get Dee Dee. And we walk out of the prison.
Okay. As you walk out of the prison, there, like I said, there's a bunch of other blue coats there, and they kind of all rush towards you, and they say, "Oh my!" They say, one of the guys in the front, asks, what's going on in there? We heard the alarms go off. We can't get in. The doors are locked. Nobody's answering our calls. What's going on?
There's a riot in there. I barely escaped with my life and my ape's life.
I imagine you're holding DG just kind of like, you know, like a small child.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Your comfort ape.
Your comfort ape.
Yeah. They're everywhere. My God, a riot.
Well, you came out, so the doors are unlocked. Hold the doors, men. And they hold the doors open, and they start piling into the prison.
Oh, that is not what I intended. So in this, in Duskfall, is there, like, cars, or is there, like...
Carriages.
There's carriages? Okay. I would like to find the closest one and get into it and try to steal it.
Okay. A carriage is kind of trotting on by, kind of stopped in front of the prison. There's a lot of activity going on, so traffic is slowed. And you rip open the cabin door, and there's a man sitting in there. How are you going to steal it? You just going to threaten him, or are you going to knock him out? What are you going
to
do?
Oh, I'm going to threaten him and be like, I need this right now to help with this police riot. I need the carriage right now to help with the police riot.
Okay.
You'll get it back afterwards.
Are you going to command him? Are you going to try and do more of a sway? Like, kind of a friendly, like...
More of a sway.
All right. Go ahead and sway him.
All right.
He willingly gives up his carriage. Of course, he sees you in your officer's uniform. And he just slides out of the carriage and lets you take it.
All right. So I take it, and I'll let everyone else continue.
Okay, so I have an idea.
So you just
can I just
drive away?
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
In more than one way.
Was that a sex joke, Andy?
No, not at all.
Can I use Neelix to light a cannon and blow a hole in the wall?
Wait a second.
Cannon in there.
I thought we were going to blow up this prison.
Well, I'm going to blow a hole in the wall to escape the prison.
And you're going to leave me too?
No. The guards, hear me out. Neelix will blow up the hole. The guards will go investigate. We'll go run you, grab your uncle, and we'll bring him back, and we'll get out through the hole.
He'll never fit through a hole.
I mean, we're going to blast a hole.
That sounds like a sex joke.
We're going to blow a pretty big hole. I will have Neelix set off like a cannon or two.
So there are no cannons in there, but there is a lot of gunpowder. And yes, you could command Neelix to go in there with a candle and light a thing ablaze.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. While the guards are distracted, I kind of like quickly tell Neelix to do that.
Wait, I have my heart set on doing it myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing what? Blowing up the place?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Got me whipped up into a froth.
Okay, here's what we'll do. Neelix goes in. You go in after him and help him out while I distract the guards because I just threw Dwayne into them. You're small. You can squeeze through their legs.
Yeah. Just crawling under the hubbub.
I mean, you don't have to crawl. You're pretty short.
It is going to be. It's going to be a real Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan moment, though, between me and Neelix.
That's pretty cool. I mean, is that apt?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The plan is, Captain, you're going to distract him.
Yeah.
You're going to continue to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Neelix and Chuckles are going to sneak into the armory, blow it up, and go from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me how you distract them.
Oh, I start yelling and frothing at the mouth that they hurt my friend Dwayne, because even though I'm the one who threw him into him, you know, it's all just part of my grand plan of, you know, the misdirection. Misdirection. I'm like waving my arms around and like shaking my jacket, you know, I don't really know why. I'm not really good at distracting.
Unless if it's about fish sex stories.
Oh, yeah. Look, that's great. I'll tell you a story about this fish people I almost got in a fight with.
Okay. So is the idea kind of to like scare them into submission or just confuse them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do confuse. That's pretty good.
All right. Wreck the joint, I guess. I suppose that's what you're doing, right? Is you're just going crazy?
Yeah. Who am I wrecking? Right. I'm not gonna hurt anybody, am I?
No, but I can see that you're like, you know, tossing things around and kind of pacing and slobbering and just being a giant. I don't really know what else that would fall under. I guess sway, convince them you're crazy.
Yeah, let's do sway. Just a real big sway.
But you...
Sway.
You just got finished convincing him you were sane.
That was like 2 days ago.
Or no, like it was like 20 minutes ago. And Dwayne's the one you convinced you were sane. Well, no, it wasn't even Dwayne. Maybe it was. So, Doesn't matter.
No, it was two other guards. They're gone. These are two different ones. Dwayne loves me.
So you're starting to scream and to shout and to, you know, do your whole thing where you're waving your coat around. And the second guard is now coming at you trying to, like, get you under control. Dwayne at this point is now questioning his entire thought process since meeting you guys for the second time. And he's also starting to, like, try to subdue you at this point because he's like, maybe this guy really is crazy. All
Dwayne,
I know about...
What are you doing?
This is for your own good, Captain. You seem... You're just... There's too
much.
I'm
your captain. We had... What about all those talks we had about you joining our crew?
So they're going to try and subdue you. In fact, they're going to grab your shoulders and kind of push you against the wall. Meanwhile, Chuckles, what are you doing?
I've crawled through their legs. I mean, just crawled. Maybe not through their legs, but just to keep a low profile. And I wormed my way into the armory. And Neelix is ahead of me and above me. And then we get started just tossing the place in there. We are throwing all of the bullets and gunpowder on the ground. And I'm using some tinkering skills to... like you build a fire kind of like that, but out of gunpowder and other flammables and explodables.
Sure. And you're just trying to make a strategic pile or just like a big ass pile?
My intent is to make a pile that has the best chance of making a big explosion.
So you guys pile up all of the gunpowder you can find, the pellets, everything. You're kind of doing it in this, like, in terms of the room, the upper right corner by the stairs. That's got the best chance of reaching an exterior wall because you guys aren't actually in an exterior room at this point. Sorry, you're spinning.
I'm spinning.
That was me. Neelix is kind of helping you. He's like lifting the bags and he's throwing them on there. And he goes, "Do you have a light, sir?"
Do I? No, I don't. Do you?
Well, always it's better to be prepared than not. But I'm a ghost, so no, I don't have pockets.
I would like to do a flashback, kind of, from the last heist in which our main plan was to smoke, and I still have a matchbook in my pocket from then.
Sure.
As I pat down my jacket, I was like, oh yes, those matches from the last job.
When you two were smoking outside when you're doubled up. Smoking outside the house.
Yeah, now that you mentioned, now that you say it out loud, it sounds like a really dumb plan.
Well, you did it. So you pull out your little thing of matches.
All right. And I say, all right, cover your ears. And
Neelix covers his ears despite the fact that he actually can't hear.
Well, then how do we talk to him?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have ears. Corporeal ears.
Weird. And so I light the whole matchbook on fire, and I toss it up in the air, and I start running away from the fire, and I say, Captain, we got to get going. Come on. And I just run down the hallway like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back.
All right.
Am I being held by the guards, or what happened?
They're still kind of holding you. They're kind of like wrestling you to the ground. We're going to see how large of an explosion Chuckles was able to produce.
Gotta move.
So I'm going to say we're going to use your wreck because it was indeed wreck. But you can get +1 because you have a high tinker score. And okay. I think obviously that helped you determine and where to place things. You can also get an extra +1 because you have Neelix there as well. So wreck +2.
Neelix. Okay. I'm going to roll it then. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I have the right person highlighted. All right. +2.
It is a massive success. As you yell, Chuckles, or, you know, Captain, we got to get out of here. Just massive smoke. The whole building just shakes. Smoke is just pouring out of the hallway at this point. You can see and hear that there is now traffic outside. That is just people are starting to scream. It is general chaos, but yes. You guys have blown a hole directly outside. The two guards are thrown to the ground. Everyone's kind of tossed to the ground at this point. But you two are fine.
Holy shit.
I get up like, did you just nut punch somebody again?
No, I nut punched the building.
Yes!
All right.
That's using your powers for good.
All right, I'm going to get my uncle. And I'm sprinting down the smoke-filled hallways down towards the conjugal visit room.
And I'm just kind of like looking around like, all right.
There is nobody is sure what is going on at this point. The fighting has stopped. Nobody's going to get in your way to go grab Skylock because everyone at this point just thinks the whole frickin' prison's about to explode or about to collapse.
It may very well.
When you get to Skylock in the conjugal visit room, he's like holding on to the chair. He goes, "My God, what was that?"
I don't know, but I think it means we can get out of here. Now jump on my back, you hunk a monk.
You can't be serious.
Yeah, just jump on here. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here now.
He jumps onto your back, but because his limbs are so long and his legs are so long, they kind of just like drape over you and his feet kind of just drag on the ground.
That's going to make it harder, but we need to get out of here. And you are in no shape to do anything, but be scared.
Yeah. Go ahead and carry him out of this here prison. The smoke. What is... And he sees Captain Yu up in the distance, just still kind of like, oh, Captain, what happened?
We blew a hole in the wall. We're getting out of here. Let's go.
And I'm like, you blew a hole in the wall.
No. It was God. It was an act of God. Now let's get out of here before he changes his mind. You are not God.
Me and my ghost blew a hole in the wall. We're getting out of here. Neelix, let's go. And I'm like rushing out. Dwayne, now's your last chance.
Dwayne kind of just chases after you and joins you as well outside of the hole. So the street is just in utter chaos. People are running everywhere screaming. You can see that parts of the prison are on fire. There are people just streaming out of the prison. Guards, red coat or red sashes, prisoners, just everybody is just kind of running away at this point. You see Bugsby, Captain, that old guard of yours, or the old cabin boy of yours.
Sunbum.
Bosun.
Where's he at?
He's running. He just came out of the prison, and he's like squinting with his tiny little eyes.
Can I run up to him and kick him in the legs like someone does when they're running and chasing someone down?
Yeah,
like knock him over. Dude, he's a prick. He left me behind.
He was going to look for a key.
No, he wasn't. He ran away. He said good luck.
You did listen to the podcast, so you probably do remember.
I didn't know that he said good luck. I thought he was running to, you said, go find some keys or something. And he said, okay, and ran away. That's what I thought happened.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Either way.
Well, either way. It doesn't matter. You're going to kick him. You kick him. And the old guy, he lands on his hands and knees. He's like, what? What? But smoke is coming out. You vaguely see Turnswallow kind of like stumbling out of the hole. And he like turns and looks at the building and he just kind of looks around and stumbles down the street again. Poor deja vu for that guy, right?
He must think he just came out of that burning house again.
I pat down my pants and realize I have a walkie-talkie in my pocket. And I pull it out and I start yelling into it. Squish! Where are you, Squish?
And just as he calls, the carriage pulls up to where the explosion happened.
How did you know we were going to make explode this place?
One, Captain told me.
Oh, right. Good memory.
So, are you getting in or not?
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks for picking us up.
I jump on the back.
As you kind of guys crawl in there, Skylock needs a little bit of help, but Dwayne stops at the side of the wagon and he looks up at you, Captain, and he goes, I don't think I'm ready for this. Whatever this is, I don't think I want it.
Yeah, I don't think you want it either.
Yeah, you're not cut out for this. And then I drive away.
You're a brave lad. Seek good employment.
He had a good job.
The wagon runs down the street. The captain is just waving his hat behind him.
And he's just yelling. Seek good employment.
Seek good employment.
I'm worried about his professional career. What can I say?
Well, congratulations. You guys escaped the prison that you broke into all those weeks ago. And you have Skylock.
See? I knew we would do it. Also, I feel like perhaps there are repercussions. And I don't think... I feel like there was some very important story points that Captain just ignored in his quest for the ghost.
Like what?
Well, I mean, this is out of character because I wasn't there.
Oh.
It was a false flag operation.
What? What are you? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
He's talking about the fact that the people who were wearing red sashes when they were not, in fact, red sashes.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I was just pretty concerned about getting our friends and family out of the prison.
Right.
You know, I guess I don't know where my priorities are at.
Well, I'm just saying it's complicated now because now there's information that I don't really know, but I know it. I know it. I don't know it in character, but I know it out of character.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think that's something maybe you all can discuss at the fort later when you're decompressing from all of this. You know, you're sitting up there.
I can bring it up later.
And I mean, the captain is regaling us on how he nut punched that guy, but he just happens to mention that stuff about the sashes.
What about the sashes? I don't remember. He said something about the sashes being associated with Baz, right?
Yeah.
I like this conversation because I'm pretty sure this is how the captain would be if you asked him about it. Like, wait, they were wearing red sashes?
I'm wearing a red frock. I thought it was just a thing.
Didn't Tawny break these guys out? Why would he break out red sashes?
Yeah, what right. Did I miss something? I don't think I did.
Well,
I mean,
no.
Why don't you ask Paul?
Paul. Ah, the Deus Ex Machina.
The Deus Ex Machina.
All right, so we ride off into the sunset, right?
Yes, and we were never heard from again.
That was the end.
To the drunk fort.
What are we going to do with Defunkel?
Huh? We're going to return him to his place.
I thought he was
drunk. Drop him off at his house.
We're going to put him arrested again?
We're going to put him back where we found him.
But, no, he's joining the crew. He's going to be our, he's going to be...
Vito.
He's going to be our computer guy that's always on the,
We can't stash all our ancillary characters. We can't stitch all of them into our coats, okay? We're going to put this man back where we found him in the fucking tincture lab.
I think you should join the crew.
You just want the crew to be just random people.
You invited Dwayne into the crew and you knew him for about 5 minutes.
I wasn't serious.
He was a sickly old man, though.
Dwayne?
No. Frunkel.
Oh, you're right. We should put him down.
Why did we break him out if we're just going to put him down?
He's got wisdom.
I assume.
All right. Cool.
Because I love him.
Well, good job, everyone.
All right. Well, so is that the end of the session?
Yeah, that's everything for now. So next week we'll probably just do some downtime and then kind of go from there.
Good, because I've got a lot of stress.
You got a lot of stress, and you got a lot of points to give out and a whole bunch of stuff, and shit's going to come to light because, I mean, you guys are living in Baz's fort, and Baz just tried to throw you in prison. Now, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but...
We should move the junk fort.
We should take it and push it to another spot.
We're going to just carry it to another roof two blocks over.
Also, I feel
you'll
like
never find it.
We're going to have a lot of heat after blowing up a prison and blowing up Baz and all of that.
Now, see, Baz is still alive. And, I mean, technically, he kind of got what he wanted. General chaos. Although you guys are still alive, so I'm sure that he's not happy about that.
Yeah, because we know his dirty secret. Although we don't know we know it yet.
We know which we don't know.
No. He might just have, I'm sure he's got a reasonable explanation for all this.
Yeah, and we do too, for why we blew up a jail. Because it was cool.
The stakes are just getting higher and higher. Boats, houses, jails. I mean, we're going to have to...
What's next?
a building? Parliament?
Yes! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's crazy is that you guys were given that, like, secret recipe, and I was like, oh, surely they'll use that.
The boom boom sauce?
Yeah.
I forgot what
he had. Yeah, he did. That's how he got
a little bit of it.
Yeah. He's saving the rest for probably cooking.
Probably for the parliament.
Is there a parliament? I'm not sure how the government works here in Duskfall.
It's technically technically a monarchy. There's a king, an emperor.
Is it Baz?
No, Baz is not the emperor.
Do we have to blow up the emperor?
Oh my god, that'd be great! I would be so happy.